In preparing for Faust, did you go back to the original Goethe, or did you take Gounod's?
I think that, yeah, this is a question a lot of people. I think if you went back to the Goethe, I don't think you'd find much sympathy with the character of Faustus. I don't think you would anyway. But I think Gounod treats him a little bit kinder.
Really?
Oh yeah, because I think it's very easy to play him a bad guy. You know, mm-hmm. It's the ultimate question. Would you do this for this amount of money? Would you sell your soul to have eternal youth? It's an incredible question. And I think what Gounod does, it gives you a lot of scope. You can either play him bad, you can play him good. But I think it's much more interesting if you feel sympathy for him, because most people don't feel sympathy because, you know, within a matter of seconds, he's shook hands with the devil. He gets a girl pregnant. Mm-hmm. And then he leaves her. So in today's society, he's not a really...
He corrupts her.
Exactly. You know, he's not a, not a... But I think he is in love. He's totally besotted with this girl, with this vision. And he's in love with being in love, because he's never loved. Mm-hmm. And we can all relate to that, I think. We can all think, oh, yeah, I remember, you know, you could have... I remember being like that for a split second. Mm-hmm. And I think that's much more important than just hating him for what he's done.
Do you think that's his ultimate fatal flaw?
Most definitely, yes. I think it's the fatal flaw in all of us, actually.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I think every one of us is Faust, really. Every one of us is... Every one of us has the... You know, because when you're... I think looking back, hindsight is a wonderful thing, especially in this opera. If you... For example, if you look back when you're 15 and 16 and said, if I only did that... Remember, there was a girl in the canteen. If I only did that, oh, what happens if I had done? I wish I had that time. Mm-hmm. You know, just to go back for a second. And also, when you meet the person that you're supposed to be with, if you think about the timeline, and you think, hold on, if I was 15 minutes here or 15 minutes there, or I didn't get that job or I didn't do, it is unbelievable how the cards are going to roll. And I think this guy is towards the end is trying to change it. He tries to save her and say, no. But I'm sorry, you signed a dotted line. Your soul is mine. And
in the original Goethe, though, in part two, he redeems himself.
I think that's because he chickened out, really.
Oh, okay.
I think if you're gonna do a movie, mm-hmm. you let him go. I'm sorry, you're a bad guy. You signed your name. Good night. That's God it. Bless. That's it. I don't think you can redeem yourself. No.
Well, you know, even Goethe wouldn't let anyone read his part two until after he died.
I didn't know that.
Yep, I just learned that one today.
Clever
that
man.
He let anybody read it until after he died.
But again, you see, but this isn't that Goethe then selling his soul?
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? He's thinking, look, I wrote this one about everyone, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to redeem myself by making him. I mean, this story is as old as the hills. Mm-hmm. It's Adam and Eve. You know, I'm going to give a rib. I'm going to actually get, you know, from the Bible, it's always, you know, making a pact. You know, what can I get? What can I do? If I lead a righteous life, will this happen? And sure. If it doesn't happen, then hold on. What about me? The ultimate conservative in us all. We don't like talking about it. We don't like thinking about it because it's in that part of your psyche really dark. No, I would never do that. Never, never. But if you think about it, it's...
Well, in playing Faust, too, you're forced to think about it. And well, that obviously begs the question.
Please don't ask the question.
I know that even just lightly entertaining it for yourself, you had to have thought, what would I do?
Most definitely.
So...
What would I do? I have absolutely no idea.
But you do have sympathy.
Oh, most definitely. But I think the sympathy must come because it must be honest. Mm. I think if he goes looking for sympathy, that's where I think Gounod helps. Gounod helps with the music. He basically, how can you sing such beautiful music and be a horrible person? Sure. You listen to Mephistopheles' music and it's very angular. You know, except when he's trying to be conniving, mm-hmm. then it becomes languid and Wagnerian. Whereas Faust's music is just pure French lyricism, you know, and it's like it's a Monet painting. It's, you know, you look at anything, and what can it be? It can be anything you want it to be.
It's a very sensuous treatment.
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he can be a horrible man, but a lot of people play him that way. He just comes in, wham, bam, good night, God bless, there you go.